number 10. On October 17, 1993, Michael would record his first career sack, taking down Eagles quarterback Ken O'Brien. At number 9, his first pick six.
Unloads left, and it's intercepted by Michael Strahan, running down the right sideline, touchdown! Zone blitz, baby!
At number 8, September 10, 1995, he gets his first career interception, snatching away the Steve Bono pass in the end zone. At number 7, October 14, 2001, another career-high game for number 92, as he sacked the Rams' Kurt Warner 4 times on this day. At number 6, the 2000 NFC Divisional Playoff game at Giants Stadium. Michael Strahan records 2 sacks of Donovan McNabb and a forced fumble as the Giants beat the Eagles 20-10. At number 5, Strahan continues his lifetime harassment of the Eagles with his second ever pick six, intercepting Doug Peterson in overtime and returning it 44 yards for the game-winning touchdown. At number 4, December 30th, 2001, Strahan breaks LT's single-season record when he gets 3.5 sacks against the Eagles. He finishes with 22.5 sacks, an NFL record. At number 3, February 3rd, 2008, Strahan sacks Tom Brady and the New England Patriots as the Giants win Super Bowl 42. At number 2, September 30th, 2007.
Under pressure, and he's sacked by Michael Strahan. And there's the record, the New York Giants record. And he does it with Lawrence Taylor in the house.
And coming in at number 1, January 6th, 2002. Play fake, rolls right, and gets sacked by Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan takes down the legendary Brett Favre, setting the NFL's single-season sack record with 22.5 sacks, a mark that still stands today.